here we are outside finally.
Yeah.
In Kokomo, a lot of things going on. I read about many volunteers out planting, getting the city ready for hopefully a great summer here, and also great progress on the Heritage Trail, which is under construction. Can you give us a little bit of update on that?
Absolutely. The baskets that you see hanging here, every year we get community volunteers. The city pays for them, but it's different business groups, some cheerleaders from the various high schools. All volunteers, businesses will donate their time, and we do the plantings at a local greenhouse in the spring. And then usually the second week of May, we hang the baskets, the city crews do, and use those throughout the summer. So the city maintains them, but the initial plantings are done with volunteers to obviously as to give back to the community. So we're very happy with that. Our trail extension going through the downtown is taking place as we speak, about two blocks away. And we're going through a six block area from Superior Street up to Monroe Street, putting in a brick trail. That part of the trail, our north-south trail, will be entirely brick, and it will connect to the south end of town. And by the end of next year, we'll have it almost from county line to county line, our north-south trail, and but it also intersects with our east-west trail as well.
What is it with trails? Everywhere we go, Terre Haute, Indy, Bloomington, it's all about the downtown trails. Is it a big economic force? Is it a resident force? What's all behind it?
There are three or four things. It's about connectivity, trying to make sure that people have easy access to other parts of the community, and with a healthy way of getting from one part of the city to the other. It's also about safety, making sure that if you take young children out on the trails, they have a safe environment in which to travel and get recreational exercise. And it's also about aesthetics, trying to make them, I think ours are going to be some of the most, at least if not now, they will be some of the most beautiful trails in an urban environment in this state.
You've also had some reopenings after still, I assume this is after the tornado. So progress still being made in that area, and that's good news.
It is. A lot of people are rebuilding. We have a restaurant that's close to having their ribbon cutting for their rededication here in a couple of weeks. We just had a title company last week that took a while to rebuild. They were in a temporary location, but they're back in business at their previous location. And we had a finance company a few weeks before that. So. The larger banks that were in the area have now reopened. We had JCPenney at the Kokomo Town Center has already opened. So it's, people's buildings were damaged and businesses' buildings were damaged at various levels. So they've had different timelines that they've had to work on, but we're happy with the progress being made.
Grim reminder still though, driving through the city, which is today and seeing still some damage, some buildings still that need reconstructed. Although also hear about some of the good things that come from it and taking precautions and actions for the upcoming severe weather season. I was reading about where the local fire departments are looking to be safe zones for severe weather.
Yes.
Did that come through this recent brash of severe weather?
It came through discussions with a couple of residents that were concerned. Obviously, they made it through last year's tornadoes safely, but the concern for future inclement weather. And so the idea, we had some discussions when I was out in the community, and we talked about city locations, maybe park shelters, those things. The fire department, we have six individual stations scattered throughout the city, and they seemed like the most reasonable since they're staffed 24/7. Easy access would be a good, safe place. And it's not just for people in mobile homes, but for anyone that fears for their own safety as inclement weather approaches. So we think it's a natural place. And then we obviously City Hall and the police department downtown. If they need to, for some reason, we do have a large number at one of the stations, we'll just transport them downtown when the weather permits.
You've also had some big announcements since we've seen you last in terms of economic development. One of them is the Chrysler announcement. What was that and how did that come to be?
Well, we just cut the ribbon for the new plant down in Tipton, which is about 12, 14 miles from Kokomo. And this was something that's been in the works for a few years. They pretty much manufacture the parts here in Kokomo. And then they're gonna do the 9-speed assembly at the Tipton plant. So there will still be 4 active plants here in Kokomo. And then one down in Tipton for assembly. And so it's really part of their entire campus here in Howard and Tipton counties.
Also have to ask about the new baseball stadium, which was also in conjunction with flood mitigation. How did those two things come together?
Well, it's kind of obviously not intentionally, but about 15, 16 months ago at my State of the City in 2013, we announced, you know, as we've been trying to upgrade and look at our community assets, investing in our parks, our trails, rehabbing City Hall, investing in our parks and our trails, all those things, we looked at what one of our largest assets that probably is the next to get some attention, and that was our baseball facility on the south end of town. It was constructed in 1955, went through a major renovation in 1985, so it's been almost 30 years since it had been upgraded. So 15 months ago, we announced a blue ribbon panel of community leaders, business leaders, community activists, people from the convention and visitors and tourism board, and asked them to make a recommendation. Do we modify the almost 60-year-old facility or do we build a new stadium? A lot of the historic parts of that 1955 stadium were taken out in 1985. And so they basically reached the conclusion that to renovate it and make it that long-term investment, it would probably be better to start with a new one. And so they actually asked us to look at 5 different sites. We started looking at those. Of course, after we'd already had announced the stadium, we had a severe flood in April of last year. And so we were buying properties, the city was acquiring them to tear them down. It was in a neighborhood that had been hit more than once with severe flooding. And it was, as they looked at things, we were trying to envision how we would repurpose that area. And it just became a natural fit that we can use it for partial flood mitigation on site, some flood mitigation downstream from the creek, and in the process of repurposing that, we can also do some things to help with the elimination of severe flooding. It's really phase one of what will be probably a 3 or 4 part flood mitigation program.
The famous line is, if you build it, they will come. What are you hoping, or who are you hoping will come to be able to keep this as an investment?
Sure. Sure. Well, it's going to be a beautiful facility. What we're looking at is an $11.5 million project, about $2.5 million in flood mitigation, and then another $9 million for the facility itself. We have an existing field, and so the original intent was to make sure that we have an upgraded facility that would, if nothing else, be used for what we use our current facility for. Since that time, we've discussed, we have now 3 other school corporations that will use it as part of their varsity programs. So they'll be playing maybe a third to half of their games at the stadium, as well as Kokomo High School using it as they always have. And, there's some other things going on. Indiana University Kokomo, their enrollment continues to increase. They're now affiliated. Conference affiliation in NAIA, which is not quite NCAA, but it's a conference affiliation, and so they're adding other sports, and so they're considering, no commitment on their part, but they're considering making baseball and women's softball part of their sports offerings. And then we've been contacted by a few different leagues, everything from unaffiliated minor league teams to summer collegiate wooden bat leagues, and so we're kind of vetting those right now. And you know, if that happens, that would just be extra for it. But we also set it up that you can play soccer, play regulation soccer on the field, and so we hope to utilize it for some exhibition games and special events related to soccer. But we can also use it for community concerts, and now we'll have a paid a place where people can have for paid concerts and things like that as well. So,
a lot of building going on in downtown Kokomo as well. What do you tell detractors that there's so much going on, new ballpark, new downtown, lots of building? How do you balance debt, new debt, to downtown amenities?
Sure. We talked about that with debt. Did I hear?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, one thing we did as part of the new baseball, with the new baseball announcement, we also announced we were paying off our parking garage 5 years early. And so the total amount of debt that we will accumulate is $10.5 million. We put $1 million down out of our wastewater utility fund as part of the flood mitigation. And you know, so $10.5 million debt, our budget is right around $60 million. That is the total amount of debt for our city. So we think this is a huge asset that should last 30 to 50 years. And when you spread that cost out on a $9 million baseball facility and another $1.5 million going to flood mitigation, we see this as something that we really need to do and invest in our community. And that's what I tell people. If you know, we expect others to invest in our community, we need to be doing so ourselves. And so we think it's a very, very minimal risk and really something that we need to do.
I see where a new, I believe it's called Jackson Street Commons Veterans Housing just opened up within this past month as well. It's one of the first long-term housing projects for homeless vets. How did that come about and why Kokomo?
Well, this was something we've been working on for about 3 years, and we recognize there's a need in this, in our community. Howard County has the largest percentage of veterans in the entire state, out of all 92 counties. And there is a segment of that veteran population that is homeless, so this will be home for 27. We partnered a lot of different community partners, the Trustees Office for Center Township, County Government, Family Service Association, which will actually operate the facility, as well as you know, the unions, the United Auto Workers, and a lot of groups came together to help raise the funds for the facility. So we cut the ribbon on it just recently. And I'm proud to say that it's debt-free, and they actually have all new furniture in the facility, and they have a nice, beautiful facility that I think all of us would be proud to call home for our veterans.
Is this open to anywhere in the state, or is it a Kokomo base?
We're hoping it's Kokomo based, yeah. But you know, obviously that the Family Services Association here in town will run the facility. It will also provide some access to counseling for some of the people that may need that. And you know, we hope it becomes a transition home, but obviously we're going to make sure everyone that lives there and utilizes the facility takes and is given as much time as they need. But yes, if there are openings at the facility and they're not being utilized by Howard County residents, obviously we would welcome other people getting to use the facility.
State lottery officials are touring local governments to promote the Hoosier Lottery. They say everybody wins, but then the question is, does everyone win?
Yeah.
In your opinion, here in Kokomo, how much is the Hoosier Lottery of an impact on your budget, and how do you feel about using that money in a gambling, which is technically a gambling situation?
Yeah. It is a tax. Gambling is a tax. It's a voluntary tax, and hopefully people that are gambling are using some restraint and are not looking at it as possibly, and although I'm sure some do, as their retirement or some of those things. Obviously, you know, any time, I think any good government tries to bring in as much revenue from the outside, whether it be from other county government or from state government or from the federal government, whether that's through grants or public grants or even private grants. So we try to, I feel that's part of my job is to recoup as much money as possible. Where all that mix in the portfolio and how it's distributed here in Kokomo to specific projects, I can't say that there's one thing that sticks out in my mind that where I can say, yes, the Hoosier Lottery, if it wasn't for the Hoosier Lottery, this would not have happened. But I think some of those, we all know that as other states become get into the gaming business, our dependence on lottery revenues are going to be scrutinized even more. And it may, we're going to have to consider it as somewhat of a dwindling resource if what's projected to happen actually does happen.
And if they were here and were to do the show here, would you be there? Would you support it?
You're talking about the traveling show?
The traveling show, yeah.
I might. I mean, yeah. If people look at it for somewhat entertainment purposes and not for some sort of subsidizing their income and some of those things, it's a recreation. The concern is, are they targeting through their advertising and some of the potential benefits, are they targeting some of the most vulnerable people in our state? And that I think should always be scrutinized and should be considered as we proceed. So I'm not so sure I would, but I wouldn't say that I wouldn't.